Good morning. I'm Carlos Randall for the morning set here at Cubo Jazz. Joining us via El Teléfono, old-fashioned, old-school, our good friend, longtime broadcaster, community icon, Dr. Daddio. Mr. Daddio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carlos. How are you, my friend? It's been a while.
It's
been a journey, and everything has been moving along, and things are going pretty good for the old man.
I'll tell you what. You sound fantastic. You know, it's like you haven't lost anything. You can still run the routes, as they say. Yeah, you sound beautiful, man. Thank you for taking a few moments out. Hey, so Radio in My Soul. That's a book. It's coming out. I'm excited about it. Being an old radio guy myself, and having been in this community since 1980, I know what you mean to the community and how you served our community through the various radio programs all these years. So for that, I really commend you. And one of the things I've always loved about you, man, is you're always thinking. You're always thinking about that next opportunity. How is it that I can keep doing the things that I love to do? So for that, I commend you. But tell us a little bit about, Radio in My Soul. And when did you really start to put all this together? Because at some point, we forget a lot of stuff, right?
Right, exactly. Well, I started working on this maybe about 4 or 5 years ago, about just collecting and thinking and putting ideas of my life together. And I was just, wanting to make sure that I could leave a legacy of my life and of my history, and people will be able to read about it and pass it on from generation to generation. You know, as Black folk, we have so much history and so much in our life and our experiences that never are ever told. So I'm very happy to have the opportunity to tell my life and let people read about my life and my experiences, the people that have worked with me and have been part of my journey to be in the history of a book that people will pass on from generation to generation.
Well, Daddio, speaking of generations, there's a couple of generations that have grown up who know nothing about radio back in the heyday with KDKO, and your history with the station dates back to the late 60s, mid to late 60s. Tell us a little bit.
Not only from that, Carlos, not only from that perspective, it dates back to bringing Black radio to the state of Colorado and to the Rocky Mountain region. When I came to Denver, there were no Black nothing being played, and not even Blacks being employed at the communication facilities. And I opened the door for you and everybody else that have come through this market or through this state and around the country. I opened the door and fought to get that door open so that you today and every other young Black person that are on the air, even for television, I opened that door and was a fighter to get that door open and to continue for over 50 years, 40-some years of making sure that our community was served, our community was protected, our community was fought for, and my life and my story tells all of that when you read and get the book.
So what are some of the notable highlights for you personally when you're putting the book together? What are some of the most, what I would call, outstanding moments that you look back and treasure on, even if they were difficult?
My main one is when I bought KDKO and employed 29 Black employees for the radio station for a period of about 15 years. That was one of the main source of happiness in my life. Another experience in life was I had an opportunity to take pictures, have dinner with 14 of our Black astronauts, and that's something that had never happened in the history of the astronaut world, along with Willie Daniels, who and still have the organization called Shades of Blue. And I'm very honored and proud to say that I don't know of anyone else that possibly had a chance to take pictures with the astronauts and have dinner with them right here in Denver, Colorado. That was another prime interest of thought in my life. And the other opportunity was when President Obama was elected as President of the United States. Had a chance to go to that inauguration, be there 2 weeks after I had back surgery. Drove my whole family and my motorhome there. And two weeks exactly, from Tuesday to Tuesday to Tuesday, is for my surgery on my back, I drove my motorhome and took my family, all of them with me on the motorhome to that inauguration. So that was one of the greatest, another one of the greatest opportunities of my venture and my journey to KDKO and being a part of that big ceremony. I mean, it's not just about totally daddy-o, but it's about the people that went along and worked with me and helped me on my journey. We have a whole lot of information in the book about certain people in our community, our leaders. I mean, it's an interesting book. Going back to my childhood to coming up to where I am today, and I'm so happy that I finally got a chance to put it all together, and I hope everybody will come out and buy the book, get the book, and read the book, and hopefully it'll also be an instrumental piece to encourage other young people and other people that have done so much with their lives to put it in a book, because, you know, blacks in the history have always been kept out of the industry of book writing or book reading or collections. And, you know, our history just completely falls under the rug and dies. So I want to keep my history and people that was a part of my life in the spotlight for generations to come.
Paid the cost to be the boss.
Daddy-O, in terms of radio and music in our community and so forth, you've got wonderful memories, I'm sure, of some fantastic music that came through town and how the radio station was such a big part. Of course, you know, when you had KDKO, you were down in Five Points. And so you've seen this community, be down and then get up, and then a couple of steps backwards, and then even move even to greater heights. And your role on the radio has played, you know, a big part of all of that. I know that as they say about us old timers, we may not get around as much anymore, but we're certainly connected. So how do you view things today for the African American community in Denver, specifically, you know, in the Five Points area?
Well, I mean, when we say Five Points area, I'll have to tell you there is no connection with the black community in Five Points area today because of the, you know, the changes and all of the different things that have been taken out of Five Points as far as black control or black ownership, black businesses and all of that. That is a memory. Today, it is not a reality because there are not any black folks down there. Our people of color in that area, you know, the Hispanic community moved out. They were forced out. Blacks were forced out. And, you know, so we've just spread it throughout the communities and throughout the region of Metro Denver. It has really come to the point that we don't know what to do. I mean, we have tried. I mean, we had everything back when I came to Denver. And as I operated KDKO, the opportunity was there for black folks. The opportunity for messaging and entertainment and getting into the community. That unity in the community that I brought and I have had in my life has been, one of my mottos and been one of my lifestyles, bringing unity, coming together. You know, I organize Black Dollar Day. I organize Hispanic Dollar Day. So I'm very concerned when you ask me what can we do or what's the difference.
Yeah, you know, in terms of just pure radio and entertainment and so forth, how was KDKO able to go from just being what it was to being a station that was going to serve the black community? You were there. when it was Dave Siegel who was the owner at the time. Yeah. How did that happen?
Well, when I came to Denver, I came from Houston here, and I went into every radio station in the market at the top, KOAs and all the big boys, and they went high and blasted to do nothing, not even a janitor. And I was involved with Joe Brown, who owned the Denver Blade newspaper, and that was giving me an opportunity to learn the city and get the name of the businesses and really looking, trying to seek an opportunity to get involved, to get a job at a radio station. And so, and along with working for the Denver Blade newspaper, I also worked for a Aurora Tire Company. And I was selling tires, and they were all country and western guys there. And I asked him, how many country and western stations do they have? And he said it was two. And so I got to thinking, man, I'm trying to go in at the top. Let's go to the bottom where the people needed the help. So I went, called Dave Siegel, who was the owner, got involved with him on the Saturday after. That was a Friday. That Saturday morning, we met at his office, and at 3 o'clock, we had come to the conclusion that we would do country and western in the morning and rhythm and blues in the afternoon. We successfully got the station started, and we changed over to all rhythm and blues because the demand was there. Everybody was excited, and it was the talk of the town. His head was bigger than the Capitol, the revenue was coming in, and We went from a beginning station in 6 to 8 months to the number one station in the country, top billboard.
And you had some fantastic personalities as well as yourself on the air.
Oh yeah, we had some great boys. It's a lot of history. All of that's in the book. You'll be able to find out about the names. You'll see the pictures. It's a joy to read, and it's a piece that you definitely want to hold on to, and we're going to be having a big book signing that's going to be this Saturday coming at Brother Jeff's Cultural Center down at 2836 Welton Street in Five Points, back into the community where my life and my journey started with the black community, because that's where most of it I was living at that time. And years went by, we moved across York Street, across Colorado Boulevard, and over in the Park Hill, and I was here to see that transition.
Yeah. Well, Daddy-O, I look forward to seeing you on Saturday down there, and I know you have a lot of fans. You've not just, like you said, not just your experience in radio, but your experience in being a voice of positive for the African-American community. So what time is the book signing?
Going to be from 3 until 6 p.m.
Okay, 3 to 6. You're going to have to loosen up that wrist, man, and we bring plenty of pens.
I've been sitting here practicing, man. And yeah, we've gotten a lot of so much response and from so many of my friends and loved ones out there that I just want to thank everybody for the life that you've given me an opportunity to live. And I want to thank all of you for being a part of my journey, bringing radio and my soul back into the real life of our individuals that grew up listening and being a part of my life.
Daddy-O, thank you so much. It's good to hear you.
And I want to thank you too, Carlos, because you too are part of that. You know, you came through the same industry as radio, and you were involved with KDKO, involved with me. Every black person, basically, that came to Denver that was in the radio on that day, they had some connection or experiences of coming through Dr. Daddy-O and KDKO's institution.
Paid the cost to be the boss.